Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you, of those wild card games, you know, and then his predictions of, you know, basically it was Yankees, Cardinals, Dodgers, automatic Astros, that all of them will, the only one that, the two-seeded Braves he has losing to the Cardinals, and then he picked Tampa and he picked Washington.
Yeah, look, I think that Washington has a huge advantage starting Scherzer in the game. But crazy things always happen to them in these games when they're in the playoffs. It the games that it seems like they're going to win, they end up blowing. I know it's a new year and a new team. The bullpen's dangerous. If they're willing to just give the ball to Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin on tomorrow night, I mean, sure, fine. If that's how you're getting home, that's how you're getting home. But I kind of like Milwaukee tomorrow night in that game. I just got a feeling.
You're still going Milwaukee.
I got a feeling until I see the Nats show up and get it done. But Milwaukee, we talked about this before the weekend. They had such a huge opportunity over the weekend to get something done with the Cardinals losing a couple games, and they couldn't do it. Have they run out of gas from that great stretch with Yelich being out? I'm just going with Milwaukee just on gut because the Nationals never get it done. Something stupid always happens to them. And in the other game, I kind of like the Rays. I'm with Harp. I'm with the Rays. I just feel like the Rays are going to find a way in that game.
All right, so I want to see this. The Brewers are at plus +165 with Brandon Woodruff against Scherzer, plus +165. And then on Wednesday, Tampa and Oakland. Oakland is actually favored.
What's Tampa scheduled?
Plus 114 with Charlie Morton.
And there's nobody scheduled for Tampa, right? They're going to
scheduled.
They're
going
to do one of their famous bullpen opener games. Is that what Tampa's going to do?
You can't really turn down that +114 with Morton, though, can you?
I can't turn down the +165. In fact, I saw it for +175 this morning with the Brewers. I can't turn that down with the Nationals, who never win a big game. I'll take a little shot with the Brewers tomorrow night with all that juice.
get a little pop in there.
I'm gonna.
Stick a little.
I'll take the two dogs the next two nights.
Put a little marshmallow in the fire there with a poker.
I feel like the Ray A game will be a crazy game. That'll be a crazy game.
Maybe it won't be crazy with Morton on the mound. Maybe nobody will get any hits. It'll be tough to get on base. Depending on what the A's throw out there, we already know Tampa can. Didn't they just destroy the Yankees over the weekend just to finish the season or something?
Well, that was last. They played them two games Tuesday,
right,
and Wednesday.
Right, whatever.
I don't. The Yankees weren't playing. Didn't play anything.
Weren't trying, but they muster runs.
Look, I think the Rays can win. Will win that game on Wednesday night.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll come back. Mafia hasn't told me who he likes in these games, and then we'll talk about the. I know you're all over the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, the Twins, they got no shot.
And are you with the Cardinals or the Braves?
I like the Braves.
And then the Dodgers over the winner of the wild card?
Dodgers will win, Astros will win. This is Yankees, Astros, Dodgers, Braves. The four best teams in baseball will all be in the LCS.
Yeah, I don't know. I have this weird feeling that the Cardinals, they always end up getting there, don't they? Don't they just always get there?
Unfortunately, yeah.
I have a feeling they'll get there. I hate to say it because I want the Braves, but I think the Cardinals will get there. Michael in South Carolina.
Hey, Scott, for real, how you doing?
Yo.
Hey, Scott, I'm excited for the baseball on wild card game tomorrow night. I was going to ask you, can the Milwaukee Brewers win on the road in Washington?
Why not? I don't think it actually matters where the game is. in baseball, to be honest with you. I mean, people think that's some kind of, you know, elixir or something. I don't know what it means. I don't, you know. Maybe, I guess maybe in a game seven or something, I'm supposed to be afraid of somebody in their park or in their, you know, stadium, whatever. But I don't think baseball players give a rat's ass where the game is. I really don't. I don't think the Brewers are afraid of the Nationals.
I think in a one-game situation like this,
right,
there's only one thing that matters: who's got the baseball in their hand. I think we've seen plenty of times in these one-game wild card playoffs.
Right.
I mean, when Bumgarner walked into Pittsburgh and Citi Field to play the Pirates and the Mets in those two one-game playoffs, what mattered? He was standing on the mound with the ball.
That's it.
It didn't matter that the game was in Pittsburgh or the game was in Citi Field. What mattered is he was the best pitcher on the mound that night. And that's that.
That was it.
So if you've got the guy who can get you home, like, let's face it, out of these four teams in these wild card games, the Nationals have him, right? Scherzer's the guy. You pay him $200 million. He's the guy who gets you home in that game. Bottom line.
But you're still betting on Milwaukee.
That's more a Nationals history thing. I'm saying
you're betting against Scherzer.
I don't. That's the
exactly
one thing that, that's the one thing that bothers me about the bet is him on the mound. I'm doing this more of they never win.
Rolling the dice.
In terms of the four teams that are playing, they're the guy that should have the best chance because they have the best starting pitcher on the mound out of these four teams.
Mavia, what do you think of all this? These wild cards. Who do you like?
Scherzer's obviously the best pitcher in that game, and I don't like the way that kind of Milwaukee had that chance and just really blew it. They, you know, once they got the playoff spot, they said, okay, I don't care if we're playing the Rockies. We're just going to coast to the end. I don't like that, but still, the way they were before that, how hot they were before that, and how the Washington Nationals just always seem to be cursed, I'm going to go with the Brewers.
So you're going to go with the Brewers, no matter what. Tampa and the A's.
I'm going to go with Tampa. I know Morton hasn't been, you know, as good for them as he was back in Houston, but he's been solid, and he's only given up a couple runs the last month. He's won all of September, even though he hasn't pitched great. They seem to get it done around him, so I'm going to stick with him.
Do you think that the one-game playoff sucks? It should be three?
I kind of like it. It is crazy that you play 162 games and your entire season comes down to one game, but, you know, neither...
It's either that or nothing.
But you didn't win your division. So you didn't win your division, and you're getting one chance to get into the tree. And I don't have a problem with that. By the way, in the National League, since they've started doing this, home team is 2-5 in the wild card game. So the road team is one more than the home team in the National League. I still got to get the American League numbers up, but in the National League, it's 5-2, the road team is.
What do you think? The road team is 5-2. What do you think, Mafia, of the St. Louis and Braves?
Yeah, I know that St. Louis, you know, had a great run there to kind of take control of the division. They slacked off for a couple games towards the end. You know, it just worries me how many runs they gave up in that last week they're pitching. So I know the Braves kind of coasted their way towards the end too, but I think that they have a stronger lineup all around with all these young guys that they have. I think they're going to get it done.
The Braves.
Yes, the Braves.
And the Yankees Twins?
The Yankees Twins, it worries me that Herman's not going to be there because he was their best pitcher. The other guys struggled throughout the season, but they still are the Yankees and somehow always find a way to beat the Twins. I mean, and both these teams are going to knock the ball out of the park. We know that. They're two highest hitting teams for home runs this year, so it's going to be a slugfest. But I think the Yankees lineup just seems to be a little bit deeper. No matter who's in there, somehow everybody gets, you know, wood on ball and hits it out of the park, no matter who's playing that night. So I'm going to stick with them.
Do you think the Astros and Dodgers both win their series when they get the wild card winners?
I do. I just think they're just so much better than whoever's coming in against them. It doesn't matter. These teams are nice. They got great stories in the wild card game. You're going to root for one of them. And then they're going to go against a juggernaut that just is going to smash them down.
So you're standing by, Carver High, your assessment that the Twins have no shot against the Yankees?
I am standing by that, yes.
There you go. All right. So we talked about all these guys getting jobs. Who do you think the Mets are going to – they're going to fire Callaway and hire who? Do you think he's right, Girardi?
If they don't fire him, then they deserve to not go to the playoffs for the next decade. I mean, this guy had the Cy Young Award winner, had the – NL Rookie of the Year, and a guy who, if they made the playoffs, might have been able to steal MVP because he leads in RBI and homer, or he's one of the top five in RBI, top in homers. Like, he could have stolen the MVP if they made the playoffs. Going to be at least the Rookie of the Year, and you didn't make the playoffs with two of the award winners on your one team and all these other guys having, like, breakout years. He has to go. He cost them the playoffs.
So who do you hire, Girardi?
I'd love it, but, you know, you never know. Like Harper was saying, these days nobody wants to pay these guys, and they want to be able to control them. Now, this guy, Van Wagenen, isn't one of these guys that's come in and has all this experience, so maybe he's a little more up for having a guy that has some power, but I still think he's going to want a guy that he can have his paws in there somehow.
Well, that didn't work.
No, well, Callaway wasn't his guy.
So what? He still didn't – it didn't work. It didn't matter if it was his guy or not. He had a guy that he could still pull that guy's strings because Callaway was nobody.
Apparently not, because the guy kept using the same guy every game that kept costing him.
But, I mean, the bottom line is he was a nobody,
right,
and that didn't work. So there's no way he's going with a nobody again.
No, I think him getting that job, he wants to be – have a splashy guy because he wants that big name in there.
Now,
his job might be on the line next year if they don't.
I also don't think they'll give him the money he thinks he's worth.
No chance.
He's never getting that money again. Those days are over. He's getting a fat pay cut if he takes the Mets job.
Right.
He'll be lucky if he gets $3 million.
Take that or not?
He'll be lucky if he gets $3 million.
He will be. I mean, whoever they got to bring in, they got to bring in someone who knows what he's doing. They can't bring some, like they were saying, all these first-time guys. I don't want that. Don't give me some bench coach who's never been in that position. Don't give me some pitching coach who, you know, is supposed to be great with these guys and they can't bring in the right pitcher. Give me a guy who has been there before.
I don't think that they're hiring any kind of big-time manager.
No.
I mean, if the first – hearing Harp say it makes me think maybe, because I know Harp knows what's going on over there, but they don't want to pay anybody, and they like to do their charts and graphs and, like, their team.
Well,
like,
then don't fire him.
I'm just saying that the – Brody and these guys, he seems like he likes to have a team with him that makes all the decisions. And guys like Joe Girardi and Joe Maddon, who have won World Series, they don't want a couple of suits who read a computer to tell them, you know, how to manage their team.
That's why Girardi got fired by the Yankees.
Exactly. Cashman wanted to run it himself. So I think that – and now this – and how about the Cubs, who have all the money in the world also? And I get it. Clearly, it's the same situation. Joe don't want – Maddon don't want anybody telling him
David
how
Ross
to run his
team.
David Ross
will not manage like Joe Maddon.
David Ross – or Joe Girardi. Girardi is a Chicago guy. He's been waiting forever for that job, but they're not going to give it to him because they want to give it to some guy who's never managed a day in his life.
Right.
They're never
doomed.
Managed a
they're
day
doomed.
In his
they're
life.
They're going to go back to sucking.
You're the Cubs who still have a young core, and you're going to let some – and I get it. The Yankees did it, and it's worked out. Boone won 100 games last year. He's got 100 games this year. It's worked out for Aaron Boone, who had zero experience managing. But go ahead and hire David Ross. It's just, I don't get it sometimes.
You can't be serious. They're going to do that.
But you watch. The Giants are a smart organization. You notice. They're a very smart organization. When they hired Bochy.
So they should hire Girardi.
They will hire Girardi or Maddon. I'm telling you. They'll get one of those guys
in there.
I think
he's right that Madden's going to the Angels.
Well, he's got a house in Long Beach or something. And
done
he's got,
deal.
And he was the Angel bench coach.
I know, done Socia, deal.
He's going back to Cali. And I think that's the only reason why the Angels fired Ausmus. He was only there for 1 year. I get it. They weren't great. But when they saw Maddon become available, they said, forget this. Get him out. We'll bring Joe in.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.